In today's reading from the Gospel of John, we hear chapter 9 in its entirety. Now, I could be wrong, but this has to be a record. It's not a record because of its length. I think it's a record because I can't think of any other chapter that has this many questions asked that we hear on a Sunday morning. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? How were your eyes opened? Where is he? How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? What do you say about him? Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he see? What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Sarcasm, you gotta love that. It's right there. You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us? Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? Surely we are not blind, are we? Show of hands, how many of you have watched the movie Doctor Strange? Not the 1964 comedy Doctor Strange Love, but the 2016 movie Doctor Strange that was put out by Marvel Studios. Anybody? All right. Benedict Cumberbatch plays Dr. Stephen Strange, a neurosurgeon who is brilliant. He has a photographic memory, and he's downright cocky. He does not have time for the routine surgical cases. He will only accept patients that warrant his incredible skills or patients that allow him to showboat and belittle other doctors. So really, he's beyond cocky. He is a self-centered, arrogant know-it-all. He's a real horse's backside. With that said, if your life depends on the science of neurosurgery, he is the one who will save your life. Now, I won't spoil it in case any of you want to see it later, but something happens that makes Dr. Strange unable to be a surgeon. He is no longer able to save lives. But even more important to him, he's no longer able to save lives in such a way that elevates his own status, casting aside the worthiness of lesser doctors. Dr. Strange refuses to let go, and he becomes blindly consumed by the boundaries of the scientific knowledge and facts that he had lifted him up to the heights of even Mount Everest. His inability to let go and to accept that science could not bring him healing. It led him down a path into the unimaginable life of the poor, the lost, and the destitute. It was not until something strange happened that this doctor began to live again. This new life did not come from science and facts, but by him forgetting everything he had ever held as reality and embracing a new truth found in the realm of mysticism and spiritual healing. A life of knowledge and certainty is what is being challenged in today's gospel. Through the process of 16 questions, knowledge and certainty changes. Status changes. The ability to see changes. I like how Jesus does his thing in this scripture because it's clearly not about him. He's walking along. He sees a blind man from birth. Yep, through some dirt, spit, mud, and a bath, the man's blindness is gone. Jesus does not even stick around to receive a thank you. No praise, no glory, no ego. Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Well, everybody knows that sin causes ailments, causes problems. So if you were blind, you sinned. And if you were blind from birth, then that sin happened prenatal, happened with parents. It happened even before that. And so this man, his entire life, all he knew, all he trusted was that what he learned from his blindness. Is this not the man who used to sit and beg? How were your eyes opened? Where is he? The neighbors can't believe it. They can't believe it. This is not possible. How can this blind man see? I mean, the only way that his blindness could come back is if his sins had been forgiven. But how? Only God can do such a thing. How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs? What do you say about him? Well, hey, the neighbors couldn't get it. They don't have any idea. This challenge that's going on with them, and who do they turn to? They turn to the Pharisees, because the Pharisees know stuff, right? They've studied. They're righteous. They are people that you might turn to get answers. And so they dig into the problem. But wait a minute. This healing happened on the Sabbath. Okay, it happened on the Sabbath, so fact is, the man's a sinner. The man's a sinner, it can't come from God, another fact. So the facts that they had wrapped their minds around, that they have known their entire life, they don't know what to do with. So they just kind of throw it out. They don't believe it. And so what next? Is this your son? Who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? Well, the answer is he wasn't really blind. Of course, because the Pharisees were being challenged. And so the only way this man could possibly see through the power of a sinner, clearly not from God, was that the parents lied. That he really wasn't blind. And so they go and they bring the parents. And they ask the parents, and the parents don't have a clue. I kind of think that the parents should have been very excited, because it was their sins that were being forgiven. But they're not excited, they're scared, because they don't want to get kicked out of worship. They don't want to get kicked out of the synagogue. So they pass it right back off onto the son that's been living out there begging. Ask him. He's of age. Well, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? You were born entirely in sins. And are you trying to teach us? Arrogance. Inability to see beyond what it is that they know, even to the point that they continue to push this man down, even though this wonderful cleansing has happened. And they can't get it, so they ask him over and over again the same thing. What did he do? Same thing that the neighbors ask. What did he just keeps going right back to it. Well, there was some dirt and some spit, and it went in my eyes. He told me to go take a bath. He told me to wash, and I could see. Over and over, he's stating the facts. He doesn't know. He's stating the facts. It's challenging him as well. He didn't even ask for it, folks. He's sitting there begging, minding his own business, and Jesus comes along. What do you have to do to be saved? Need God? Need Jesus? Because he didn't do anything. He didn't ask for it. That's what I love about Jesus' healings. You never know. He heals in all kinds of ways, and this man was healed without even asking. Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? So this man, he knows that he can see things he's never seen before. He's experiencing things that have never been in his life, and he wants to know an answer. And so he asks, who is he? Jesus knows. He can see the light coming back into him, and he says, you're talking to him. Discipleship. He worshiped him. Surely we are not blind, are we? It's interesting. Jesus does it again and again. Those who knew all the answers, who had all the right vision, all the right sight, were righteous, who put other people down, excluded them, kicked them out. Now, the tide has turned. Now, they have grown blind because they can't see it. And it's driving them crazy. They want the answers, but they can only believe what they know and what they've always known to be this fact. And if you do this, it equals this, and you can't do this, and you certainly can't do it on the Sabbath. Or it's not from God. How well do we see? Our sight began at the font. Our sight began with a bath. Not an instant sight that we know all things. Not one that certainly in our tradition doesn't bring any arrogance, or we hope it doesn't, because we learn something new every day in our walk with Jesus. We keep learning stuff. But it started when our eyes were opened within community, within the baptism that we received. There's something about this self-reflection of Lent that really makes me reflect on Doctor Strange, makes me reflect on the people, the neighbors, the parents, the Pharisees, all of them in this gospel. They were so sure. They had all the answers. But there was something beyond what that they could experience and they could see. Something mystical. Spiritual, the mystery of God. Amen.